If we don't have more requests for the floor, maybe I can quickly go through the work that has been done so far, which is main important parts of the terms of reference and the document about the definition of geographic name, if you agree.
Yeah, sure. Also, Tom brought to my attention that I think we have WIPO come into the room, so maybe we can also follow on Milagros' request for a presentation from WIPO in Panama. So, Brian, would you be in a position to give us a response, or at least think it and come back to us later if you wish? Brian, please.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you, Chair. Yeah, absolutely. With respect to the question of a presentation in Panama, as some of you know, this issue is also a topic that's being discussed in the WIPO Standing Committee on Trademarks, Geographical Indications, and other geographical terms. There are several proposals that are being discussed in the April meeting in Geneva that relate to these various identifiers, particularly in respect of the treatment of those identifiers in the DNS. So I think maybe as a practical matter, we'd be happy to take this back as the Secretariat, refer it to the Standing Committee on Trademarks, and of course, as the Secretariat for the Member States, we stand ready to make any presentations that would be requested of us.
Thank you, WIPO. So back to you, Olga.
Thank you, Manal. Let me open my notes. So I will go, if you allow me, to the highlights of the terms of reference, which are already agreed by the working group. Go to the substance. The PDP is open for anyone to participate. Like all GNSO PDPs, the working group co-chairs are seeking to structure conversations about geographic names in a way that leads to predictable, reliable, and sustainable subsequent procedures for the submission of new GDLD applications, is sensitive to the needs and concerns of all community members, and ensures that participants feel comfortable that the process is inclusive. So this is already in the terms of reference. The work track 5 will focus, this is abstracting the most important things, of course. I can send you the link to the full text. Work track 5 will focus on developing proposed recommendations regarding geographic names at the top level, including both ASCII and IDM forms. The work track 5 will consider what constitutes a geographic name in the specific context of the new GTLD program, analyze the 2007 GNSO policy recommendations on the introduction of new generic top-level domains, and relevant rules contained in the 2012 applicant guidebook, such as geographic names review procedure, geographic names extended evaluation and objection procedures, and take into account previous work related with geographic names that the community may have completed. Broader discussion about the remit of supporting organizations and advisory committees, as well as the allocation of second and third level geographic domains, are specifically out of scope of this working group, work track. What else is relevant? So this part of the terms of reference somehow remits to what Ambassador Benedicto was referring. Perhaps we can take the last part of the terms of reference, take into account previous work related to geographic names that the community may have completed, and not stick only to the analysis of what means geographic names in the terms of the guidebook or the 27 GNSO policy recommendations. And what else? The deliverables. What is expected from this work track 5 group develop a work plan, including a timeline for activities and deliverables, reach consensus on potential policy recommendations and or implementation guidance regarding geographic names at the top level following the process set up for the existing work track. It will deliver proposed recommendations and related rationale to the full working group for consideration and possible adoption as a PDP policy development process working group recommendations. Consensus levels for all recommendations will be determined per the decision-making section in the terms of reference, which I referred a moment ago, and the full working group will publish the initial report for public comment. All comments received will be passed on Work Track 5 for due consideration and any changes as appropriate, and Work Track 5 final report and recommendation will be delivered to the full working group. Of course, as it was mentioned in the comments by the United States, the document will go to the GAC for comments, but if we can give our inputs during the process, then the impact of reviewing a document is always less than changing it from different perspectives. The decision-making, I already referred to that before, so full consensus, it's more aligned with the policy development process of the GNSO. It's not exactly the same way that we work in the GAC. We are different type of supporting organizations and advisory committees, so our role within ICANN is not the same, so that has a ground in that. And finally, let me refer to the document that it's still under, it's in a draft version, the review of existing defined geographic names. I think I have 5 minutes to refer to that. So it, for the moment, it's reviewing the parts that are in the applicant guidebook, section 2.2.1.3.2. I will read the different categories. So if you go to the document, if you have the chance to review it, these are the different lines, not columns, lines in the document. Alpha 2 code listed in the ISO 3166-1 standard. For example, could be AR for Argentina or AF for Afghanistan, or all the two-letter codes that are relevant for the CCTLDs, for example. Other category is Alpha 3 code listed in the ISO 3166-1 standard. For example, the three-letter codes, AFG for Afghanistan. I'm just reading an example. It's only that. Country or territory names, long form name in the ISO 3166 standard, or translation of the long form name in any language. For example, the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan. Other consideration, short form name in the ISO 3166 standard, of a translation of the short form name in any language, for example, Afghanistan. Short or long form name association with the code that has been designated as exceptionally reserved by the ISO 3166 maintenance agency. We have some examples here. Reserved for a particular use at special request of a national ISO member body, governments, or international organizations. Example, United Kingdom, UK, reserved for United Kingdom. Other category, separable component of a country name designated in the separable country name list, or its translation of a name appearing in the list in any language according to annexed in the applicant guidebook. Example, Åland, a separable component of Åland Islands. Åland has a different script. Permutation of transposition of any of the names included above. Czech Republic, Republic Czech, or Island Cayman, Cayman Island, some examples here. Name by which a country is commonly known, as demonstrated by evidence that the country is recognized by that name in an intergovernmental or treaty organization. For example, Holland for the Netherlands. I still have two or three more. A representation in any language of a capital city name of any country. This is what Jorge was referring to. Territory listed in the ISO 3166. Examples: London, Londres, Lundain, Berlin, Berlin, Berlino, Buenos Aires. City name used for purposes associated with a city name: Florence, Bath, Frankfurt. City name used for other purposes: Bath, Florence, Frankfurt, Spa. Exact match of the subnational place name, such as country, province, or state listed in ISO 3166-2, Baghdad in Afghanistan, example. Strings listed in UNESCO region of appearing in the composition of macro-geographic or continental regions, geographic sub-regions, and selected economic and other groups list. For example, Africa, Northern Africa. And then, finally, this is a comment from GAC members, the definitions included in the 2012 applicant guidebook in general work well. However, problems in the application in the applicant guidebook 2012 related to geonames at top-level domains have arisen in relation to those names which with a geographic meaning or significance that were not covered under the applicant guidebook rules. Amazon, Patagonia. So that is also included in the document. So I will stop here because we don't have much time. A detailed document, I'm finishing it. I will send it to you hopefully at the end of today so we can go into detail analysis of it. Maybe we can start in the morning, and if we don't have that much time, we can keep on working in the afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olga. And thanks to all active GAC members who participated to this important discussion. It's obvious that it is a topic of interest to the GAC. It's important that we participate as early as possible. And I think even if for new GAC representatives or for members who got distracted by other things, we can try to keep the updates and information so that people can catch up. And please don't be embarrassed to ask what you have missed so that you can catch up easily and get into the discussion. I really sympathize with everyone, with everything else that's going on the same time, at the same time. So it's very hard to follow everything. But again, I mean, a government cannot make other governments speak for them, but at least we can share information and exchange information so that we are all up to date, and then we can voice our views individually. So with this, if there are no requests for the floor, we can conclude the discussion. So this concludes the GAC discussion on new GTLD subsequent procedures PDP work track 5 on Saturday, 10 March. We will proceed with the next agenda item once the technical team gives me the signal to go ahead. So. Okay. We are...